Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, we welcome the Dutch Consul General, Hugo van Meyenfeld. He's the Consul General for the Western United States. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Brian Wachter, Ernie Adler, and Ray Bacon. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time the Dutch Consul General for the Western United States, and he is Hugo van Meyenfeld. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, it's an honor. It's wonderful to be here.
One of the things that you have great expertise in is climate change. And, you know, major article in the New York Times over the weekend looking at the California drought. And the tail line for the story was that Americans have great imagination and we can resolve issues because of imagination. And that's a direction we should be going in. What are your thoughts on climate change and where we're heading?
Well, I think apart from imagination, we also sometimes need engineers and cooperation. Perhaps there you have the mixture of the three elements you need, because climate change is man-made. We should accept this. It's proven by science. Or even if it's not proven, we should do something. If it's drought or flooding, it's something of the same. We should do something about water management, food, and energy. Those are the three elements we should tackle. And I think there are many ways we could do it on the local level or at the global level in Paris end of this year.
There are those that say that with the pollution from China, that no matter what we do, it's kind of a losing battle.
Well, climate is, China is ambitious, but I could understand it's not as ambitious as Europe or other countries at the global level. But perhaps the same goes for the United States of America at the federal level. America wants to set its own standards and be an independent nation. So does China. And their national goals are quite ambitious, I would say. So if we talk to them, continue, I think both of your countries did last year. So I think that's the solution.
You know, there are those that say we haven't seen actual global warming for the last 15 years, which is why the title went from global warming to climate change. Your thoughts on that?
Well, global warming, you have to take a stretch of 50 years or more. Otherwise, I was a climate ambassador. I was not a weather ambassador. Then you can
and
take...
And there's a big difference.
There's a big difference, indeed. Then you can take weather ambassador, you can take 10 years. And you can say, well, it's not getting warmer, so what's the hassle? But climate, you have to take a period of 50 years and then take back from the pre-industrial time, 1850, and then make the comparison, and then you see a frightening hockey stick in the world temperatures of around 1.4 degrees Celsius. Sorry about the Celsius. Recalculate this in Fahrenheit. And 2 degrees is the maximum. Even all countries in the world, China, America included, agreed upon. 2 degrees, not more.
Okay, in Holland, you have dikes. You have problems with water to begin with. What steps is your country taking to address this?
Well, we, of course, still have higher dikes, but it's not the main answer. Another answer is give more space to the water, calm down the rivers, and calm down the seas. There are our engineers even gave some advice in New York. In the post-Sandy solutions, it's to make barriers in the sea 1 mile in front of New York. That's the solution, to calm down the breaks and the waves. A third solution is to hold the water upstreams, and this goes for the drought in California. When there is rain up in the mountains, so I'm not an expert in mountains, you know, I'm Dutch.
Right.
But we have the mountains in Switzerland, and there the water is coming from. So the Swiss protect their mountains, and they protect them by reforestation and by opening up the soils so that the water can go into the soils, and they keep their fresh water, very valuable fresh water.
But they're not building dams?
No, they are not building dams, but they calm down the rivers, so it eases down and it gradually comes to the Netherlands in a good quality, and we have enough groundwater gradually, so that's the solution, I would think. And the same could go for states here on the West Coast.
Well, another solution here would be to perhaps stop growing almonds in California, where it takes so much water to grow them that it's insane.
Yes. Of course.
I want to bring, you know, because there are parallels for our countries, and I wanted to bring a couple of the debates that are going on in Nevada right now. In Nevada, we have what's called a 3% cap on what they call net metering, which mm-hmm. is where people who have solar power can sell their power back to the power company. Okay. We're going to reach that cap very quickly, and so the solar companies are trying to get the cap lifted. What's been the response in Holland as far as this kind of thing with solar, because solar is a big deal there too?
Yeah, well, it is a big deal, but we have less sun than Nevada, so the cap is not reached yet. Perhaps we are more successful with wind energy, so we have more wind than Nevada, I guess. So the cap is a little bit higher in the Netherlands, but also the solution with us is more that you build a smart grid, so that you don't deliver back to the main grid, the big cables and wires, so that you keep it within a kind of a community, so that you are able to have at least 5% or even 10%. So that's more or less the experience we have in the Netherlands.
And have you seen the power companies in the Netherlands suffer because of solar?
No, because they are the big players in solar as well. So they haven't been defensive. Okay, in the beginning, of course, they have been. But then they saw it was in their interest to invest in wind, solar, thermal, hydro. And that's perhaps because the companies are partly government-owned. They are not fully commercial.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the Consul General when we come back.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Dutch Consul General for the Western United States, Hugo von Mayenfeld. One of the issues in Nevada is marijuana. It's medical marijuana. Is legal in the state. It looks like recreational marijuana will be legalized in 2016. Your country has a lot of experience with marijuana. What has been the effect on society and your thoughts and or advice for Nevadans?
Well, in the beginning, we were tolerant, as we are rather tolerant on quite a lot of elements in life. So before the government interferes, we really think something is bad for health or the environment, the other topic we spoke about. So marijuana indeed was kind of not a very problematic issue in the Netherlands. It changed, though, when a lot of foreign people came to the Netherlands because it was free in the Netherlands. Not free of costs, but free of police interference. And then you saw that more than 50% of the users came from Germany, from France, and a lot of criminal behavior was part of it.
Because was there a lack of regulation?
Tolerance, it's a Dutch way. Of course, in by law, I'm a lawyer myself, it was all forbidden. So tolerance means, although it's in the law, you think, okay, there are other priorities.
We look the other way.
Yes, we look the other way. We solve murders and we solve the real issues and we look the other way because we don't think it's too important, but we leave the criminal code as it is. And gradually, we changed the criminal code, so you're now allowed to possess 5 grams of heroin, of urine.
Of heroin?
Thank you for correcting me.
Of marijuana.
Of course. But then you could ask, okay, but where can you buy this? At the shop. We call this a coffee shop, by the way. Typically Dutch, to call it a coffee shop. Everyone knows, because of the smell, what's been sold there, not coffee. But then you could argue, how does a coffee shop come, who is the delivering the marijuana to the coffee shop? So the Dutch law doesn't say anything about that. It's forbidden, but it happens. It could be Dutch created, or it could be imported in for the coffee shop. So gradually we are now looking into this as a health issue, people to get rid of their addiction. And indeed, when they need marijuana for their health, solving their health issues.
Okay, so where does the marijuana come from? Is it from an illegal market?
It's illegal, but it's more or less controlled illegal. So I think the police very well knows where in the Netherlands, in the greenhouses, or even in the basements of the houses.
It sounds to me like we need to send our senators over to Holland and get you guys more organized than you seem to be.
Yeah, all perhaps. Right. Yeah, that's a good solution.
The Dutch are tolerant. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half left. And I wanted to ask you about immigration. You know, we have seen so many horrible stories coming out of Europe, from Belgium, from France.
Yeah.
There were terrorist attacks in the Netherlands, but it's been about a decade. What are you looking at as far as immigration? I'm sorry, we only have about a minute left to answer.
Yeah, well, on immigration, we have quite strict rules. If there are real refugees, we are, of course, the United Nations codes. Of course, we imply them. But if they are job seekers or otherwise, they think of a better prosperity, we better try to help the countries where they're coming from. And then I think the Netherlands is one of the most generous countries. And it's in our own interest to pay for the better welfare in the countries they're coming from.
What would you say the Muslim immigration population is at this point in time as a percentage of the country?
I would say it's around 7 or 8%.
Okay, and is there concern within the government?
There is definitely concern, especially about the small minority of radical youngsters who have a good education. That's quite astonishing. Have a good education, seem to be integrated, but suddenly get radicalized. I don't know why, perhaps because still they are not fully accepted by us because of their names or by their accent, I'm not sure. So the problem is on both sides. The Dutch society is perhaps not accepting them, and they are frustrated. They see then the movies, and they are influenced by the Arabic news issues or illegal videos, and then suddenly they think the adventure or the something must happen, and it's, I'm going to fight in Iraq.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this time.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner Addiction Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
If you have a structured settlement, you may have noticed settlement payments that used to be enough aren't quite keeping up with today's demands. Call 866-820-9505 now, and Peachtree Financial Solutions could change your structured settlement or annuity payments into the money you need now. Money you could use to pay off debt, money to buy a car, or even money to buy a house. Call 866-820-9505 now. For a limited time, you may even qualify for a $250 bonus.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Bobby Pages is your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages. Bobby Pages.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our Home of the Week.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Brian Wachter is here, Senior Vice President of Retail Association of Nevada. Ernie Adler is a former state senator. And Ray Bacon is the Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Okay, so last Friday, Economic Forum comes out with their numbers, which were pretty close to what everybody expected. What starts this week?
Well, I think it's important that the Economic Forum went ahead and looked at the abatements and the credits that needed to be taken out of the budget. So we subtracted $170-odd million from the $6.3 billion that they came up with, giving us roughly $6.1 billion in additional spending if we went ahead and spent the abatements that are on the table. So the governor's budget, $7.3 billion, we're now more than $1 billion off. I think that's going to make the conversation a little bit more tense, or maybe give it a little bit more urgency. I think it's more than they were bargaining for.
Do you think, though, that the understanding that the sunsetted taxes aren't going to sunset, takes a big chunk out of that away?
With this particular legislature, especially this particular assembly, I'm not assuming anything. I think the plan is to go ahead and look at the sunsets and get an additional $600 million from the sunsetted taxes. But let's say that we are going to do that. We're still $500 million away from where we need to be to fund the governor's budget.
Ernie, your thoughts?
Well, I think this really is going to have the governor's office scrambling to get votes together in the assembly. And I agree with Brian on the fact that a lot of the assembly Republicans came in saying they were going to vote against the sunset taxes. So, I mean, they still have to climb that hill before they can get the additional taxes to fund this budget. So I think they have a very hard task ahead of them.
But do you think we're going to get to the point where we're going to have a blended solution?
Yes, I think that's ultimately what has to happen, because people need some sort of out so that they can vote for this package.
All right, so Ray, what would be your version of a blended solution?
Well, I think we may get the sunsets in place, but let me suggest something which I haven't heard anybody say. I don't think it's impossible that we wind up with, if the BLF goes forward, that it has a sunset clause on it, because it hasn't been proven to work, and boy, would they like a shot to take another look at that one in 2 years.
So, Brian, would that give people enough cover?
I don't believe it would give our members enough cover. We have strong opposition to the business license fee for a magnitude of reasons that retail has been now expounding since 2001, when grocery receipts and this kind of revenue tax has first started. Again, we're a decade later. Decade and a half later, we're still having those same conversations, those same talking points. I think question 3 from November is still relevant. You still need to take a look at where Nevadans wanted their taxes to come from and didn't. So I think that has to be part of the conversation. But I think if we're going to look at something that's, a combination, I think it has to start with 464 in the assembly and then move out from there. And I think there are some things that Chairman Armstrong has indicated that he's going to look at in 464 and perhaps make more popular, but I think the real plan starts in 464.
Yeah. I agree with that, by the way, but I'm just saying, if any way, shape, or form BLF comes in, it wouldn't surprise me at all for that thing to have a sunset clause.
Well, it's interesting, if you look at it historically, remember, Ernie, when the legislature voted itself a 30% pay increase?
Yeah, I remember
that. And they reversed it really quickly.
Within days.
But everybody was gone the next election cycle that they had to stand for.
No, and there's certain things you're right. If you make a misstep on them, it's permanent damage.
Oh, okay. So do you not think that if, something that was voted down by more people than voted for the governor, and the governor did pretty well in the last election, that if the business license fee were to go forward and it would be portrayed as exactly what the public had voted down, that you're going to see an awful lot of people not coming back to Carson City.
Well, I think you're going to see it both ways. I think the people that vote for it are going to have a problem, but I think the people that vote against it and essentially defund education are going to have a big problem, too. So I think they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Well, I think that's an important distinction that is starting to be made now that we are looking at the budgets, now that we are looking at it, is we're funding education in terms of the general budget, the DSA. I don't think anyone's suggesting that the DSA is going to decrease if we don't have the BLF funding or if we don't have 464 and look at the other plan. I think what we're talking about is the governor wanted some additional spending in education. He wanted extra education spending, and he proposed a tax to do that. 464 in the assembly proposes to raise the money to do the extra education spending. So it'll be interesting as we start talking about these budgets to determine, you know, if you don't happen to get a tax package or you don't happen to get those extra education plans through, are we defunding education or are we just not funding it?
I think we are when you consider we're probably down in the Mississippi area in terms of funding education. I think we've already defunded it. So not to increase it, I think, keeps us at the bottom, and I don't think that's going to be acceptable.
Where you got about 10 seconds.
It's going to be challenging, shall we say the least, to end it quickly.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back to Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
With AT&T, the choice is yours. Only pay for the services you need to make your bundle work for you.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get fast speed at an affordable price. Get wireless service and high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV and get an HD Total Home DVR included for life with most packages. Cable can't beat that.
Call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Don't wait. Call this number today.
Go ahead. The choice is yours. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle. Because with AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
Whatever happened to the family phone? The one that kept everyone connected. Say hello to Vonage, the home phone service for today. With more ways to stay connected than ever before. With Vonage, you can talk all you like for just $9.99 a month. And when you really need your family, a single call rings at home and on two smartphones, so someone's always there for you. You can also use our smartphone app to call the U.S. over Wi-Fi from anywhere in the world for free. And with a simple swipe, you can block unwanted callers for good, so you get to spend time with the people you care about instead of the people you don't. Switch to Vonage during our extended sales event and get our best offer ever. $9.99 a month for a full year. Plus, receive everything you need to get started free. That's $119 value. Call or go online today. Hurry, don't miss this offer.
Call 1-800-970-1585 or go to buyvonage.com.
On our next broadcast, State Senators Tick Sagerblum and Patricia Foley will join us. They've been talking marijuana in Colorado. We'll see you on the next broadcast.